Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Thursday, everyone. Welcome in. We haven't heard for a while, good bit, from Colonel Alan West, and I saw some of the things he posted the other day. A lot of stuff has built up, and want to talk with him about a wide range of things. And then I have some sound of the kids. The Parkland kids came to Percocet last night. Standing ovation as they walked into the room on their tour to register young voters. I would build the tour to register young voters to take away your guns. But they are rock stars, and they were greeted that way in Percocet with the Percocet 225 last night. You know, usually those things used to be relatively small. The Pentagon, the Berrigan brothers. I forget the thing that went in front of it. I think there were seven. Now it's up to 225. Colonel Alan West, though, is with us here on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline. Colonel, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Dom. How are you going? How are you doing?
Well, this is the home of the Super Bowl champion. So great.
Hey, you know something? And Philadelphia and my Atlanta Braves, I mean, the Phillies and the Braves are, you know, kind of neck and neck there.
Exactly right. Yeah, the Braves are surprising this year, to put it mildly. Well, the Phillies are, too. It's very surprising.
Yeah, it is.
When you're watching the election results the other night, you were a congressman. Do you feel, if you were in that seat right now, that Republicans ought to be looking at this with dread? Or is their only challenge that I see to transfer a lot of things the Trump administration has done to the work of the average congressman to fire people up in your district to get them come out? Because based on the record, that should be doable. It's getting people to connect that, though.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, Dom, is that collectively the Republican Party can always find a way to, you know, steal defeat out of the jaws of victory. And when you look at all the great things that is happening with our economy, Americans getting back to work, the low unemployment, oil and gas industry, our foreign policy being restored, our national security is on the right track, it would be an easy win for them, but you just don't see them being able to articulate that message coherently. So when I look at the special election that happened in Central Ohio, I think it was Ohio 12, President Trump won that district by 11 points in 2016. Mr. Balderson, I think, barely pulled out the win by like 0.9 percent.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was a special election during the summer, and so you're not going to have a lot of engagement. So they got to come back and run that thing again in November, and I think that you'll see the same result, but with a little bit wider of a margin. But the Republicans got to get out, and they have to tout their successes.
Well, what is it that holds them? We know the media. We know it's hard to break through with the media, though. But what else is going on there that you can't take this? I have to tell you, I'm not getting callers anymore, thrilled with the tax cut and all that, even though I see what it's doing. And I think we're seeing a bit of a rise in wages in addition to more jobs, low unemployment. What's the missing thing? Is it just that Ryan's on his way out? McConnell is just an insider? Is it just the leadership? Is that what it is?
Well, I think it is those instances. You know, if you're going to announce that you're not running for re-election and you're the speaker, step down and allow someone that has a little bit more energy, a little bit more skin in the game to continue on. But I really think the problem with the Republicans is that they have become so scared of actually coming out and admitting that, hey, I support the president's policies. Doesn't mean that you support his tweets.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you support maybe some of his, you know, personal idiosyncrasies, but you support his policies. And I think that that's where they need to push back against the progressive media out there and say, you know, and challenge them. You know, we don't need to have universal basic income when we see the fastest increase in wages over the past 10 years, and we're almost at full employment in the United States of America.
Yeah, without a doubt. And socialism, the it girl, Ocasio-Cortez, Colonel, went down in flames this time around. I mean, I pray that they still view her as the wave and that they're going to try to ride outright socialism. They'll fail. So that's another thing to run on, that she now is up there with Nancy Pelosi as a target, a face of the party.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. And isn't it interesting how it was back in 2009, 2010, the media was predicting the decimation of the Republican Party. But now it seems like it is the Democrat Party that is imploding because you have a far left base, which, as you saw with this Antifa group and what they did to Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens there in Philadelphia, that's the face of the Democrat Party. It is coercion, it's intimidation, it's threats, it's violence, it's what Maxine Waters called for, because their policies have failed. And the only way they can convince you to believe in them is through mandate and coercion. And that's not a winning formula. You know, turning back the tax cuts, impeaching the president, abolishing ICE and open borders, that's not a winning formula. But if they want to go down that path, more power to them.
Now, I talked to you privately and on the air. I've asked you about this, and that's one of the things that I really wanted to get you on today. Back to Kirk and Candace Owens. I don't see that happening over your career, that mobs like this would threaten you. There's something about your posture. I don't know if it's a military bearing or whatever. I don't remember it happening in this way. But what's your advice if you're publicly now? We've gone past people that are in the administration. Now we're down to people that are just activists of a sort. And really, Charlie Kirk, for example, is not that well known. Candace Owens is on TV a lot. If you got put into that situation, what's your advice? What's the right thing to do?
Well, I think the most important thing is to stand up and engage people. As if you remember Elaine Chao, when the people were standing outside their residence, I mean, Mitch McConnell got in the car. Elaine Chao's out there going toe-to-toe with the folks. I mean, give me a break, Mitch. And I think that that's what you need to do. You need to say that I'm not backing ground. If someone comes up to me and says, I know where you live, that's a threat. And I'm going to respond not proportionally. If you throw water on me or throw food on me, that's an assault. And there's a light that's going to come on, and it's going to be a different type of person. And I think it's important that we carry ourselves in that way, and also not give them, you know, any opportunity to have the high ground. I will allow you to scream and shout all you want, but when you cross a certain line, then it's game on, and we have to be able to express that. We cannot sit back and allow thuggish behavior to continue to permeate throughout the United States.
I agree, Colonel. And the first thing you can do, for example, if you're the Homeland Security Director and you have security there, you don't leave the restaurant. You finish your meal in a leisurely way. You have security. You call for more security. You call out the cops. You call out the restaurant. You don't leave, particularly when you have pretty good protection. It's an uncomfortable situation, but to your point, I think you have to face it.
No, you do, and you're right. I mean, I'm not going to allow you to force me to leave an evening when I'm trying to sit there with my wife or friends or whatever. That is not going to happen. And if anything, I'm going to ignore you, and I will let you escalate, and I will let everyone else around you, around in the venue say, you know, what are these people doing? Someone needs to stop this. You know, we just want to eat here in peace as well. We did not come here for this type of activity.
What do you think of the Iran sanctions? Now, we don't have the rest of the world, Colonel Alan West, with us, but the president is following through, keeping a promise, and there do seem to be some of those revolutionary forces bubbling up again, and my hope is that we have these forces as they did during the time of President Obama, because this president will act and help them, I believe.
No, you're absolutely right. We missed a golden opportunity during the Obama administration with the Green Movement when they took to the streets against Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. I think what you're seeing now is the economic collapse of Iran, and an economic collapse is what brought about the fall of the Soviet Union. So I believe that the days are numbered. And it's not so much that these European countries are getting on board with reinstating the sanctions. It's the companies that are saying, okay, United States or Iran? Who do I want to do business with? I don't want to do business with the number one state sponsor of Islamic terrorism. I don't want to lose the United States market. So I think that you're seeing an incredible bad situation for the Iranians, and they're not going to be able to survive this. And what we want is for them not to be able to export their terrorism, not to support Hamas, not to support Hezbollah, not to prop up Bashar al-Assad, and the Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Absolutely. Colonel, where do we find all things Allen West? And you put out a lot of stuff. Where do listeners go?
Sir, you will find me at theoldschoolpatriot.com. I just want to stand up like the good folks in Philadelphia did back in 1776 and those men at Lexington and Concord in 1775. We got to restore that sense of old school patriotism in America, so that's what we rebranded the website. And then, of course, follow me on Twitter and Instagram and and Facebook.
Sounds like another book title might be brewing.
I just approved the title for my second book, and it should be out probably first week in October. Can't tell you the title yet.
Of this year?
Yes, sir. It'll be out this year. I've been kind of busy.
I'm marking that one down. All right. Can you say speaker series? We gotta get on this with you here because the first one was...
I'd be happy to be back at Valley Forge with you.
Okay, you got it. And we won't have to worry about the air conditioning, I think, in October anyhow. Hey, Colonel, thanks for that, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thanks so much, Dom. All the best.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!